All right, Brad. Good morning. Good morning on this Wednesday morning. I do apologize for being late. Whew, I got so much going on this morning, which is why I said I wouldn't be able to open up the lines afterwards. But I do want to tell you guys and thank you guys for being there for me yesterday. Let me take it off recording. There are a few points, things that she said last night that I do want to get on the recording that I want you guys to ponder on. One is the way that she talked about the V, okay? Of course, you know, she's given the impression that she doesn't believe that this is the end of days. Okay, she doesn't believe that. And so she, you know, doesn't see this as the MOTB or anything like that, you know. And she believes everything's going to turn around through prayer. And she also let us know that wait till we see the Saul conversion. That's something you all need to know. Because are we about to see... Because we know Kim Clements already prophesied, you know, there. I don't believe anything he says. I believe he's a false prophet. But what they say he has said is that Trump will get saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. So are we about to see a grand gesture to bring in this global awakening of this new age Jesus? Because you saw how she talked about Jesus a lot, but is it the real Jesus? You know, because Jesus does not be deceitful. He is not deceitful. Like when I asked her, you know, are you still working with these people? Because we're kind of confused. Your book is totally different than your lifestyle. Oh no, I still do that. I just try to keep it separate. And then I was like, but ain't you kind of worried about your life? I mean, you know, because what she's trying to do through this book is what I do for a living. That's why I was coming at her from that point of view is, you know, I know what I'm doing and thus I have to live it. You know, I can't have one foot in, one foot out. And be over there, you know, working for the government, for FEMA, the ones that are planning and plotting against the church, you know. But anyway, so she let us know that people that got tested have the app. They it was the same effect as getting the V. She was talking about how they have the numbers. That was a big key clue that she gave us. And then she talked about how they use that at airports for identification. So that's a jewel that she gave us is the airports are looking to see who's got the jab or not. So apparently, you know, they can see. Now, that girl that was on the call last night was really awesome that we had all those people, you know, in band called in and told their opinions about the interview or whatever. But this one lady that said that she saw under a black fluorescent light, you know, orange dots on the forehead. I want to tell you what that is. I did research. That's actually not an effect from the vaccine. That's actually acne. Is what it said on many websites. So that's at least from my research. Okay, so I want to tell you because that was pretty shocking. I haven't heard that one yet. That we do know about the fluorescence and we do know the purple lights. You know, being able to see the fluorescent thing under there. But anyway, let's see, what else was it? But it was a really good interview. I was glad I was able to do it. and it will be available in just a few. Okay, so I do have a word for you guys today. If y'all would turn in your Bibles to Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4. Now, one thing I do want to tell you guys, and I'm going to say this off the record. All right, so let's go ahead and start on Genesis chapter 4. And Adam, well, first let's pray. Lord, we just thank you for this morning. Lord, we thank you for your word, the jewels of the word of God. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, to use me this morning. Lord, let the word come alive. Give us understanding, wisdom with understanding this morning, Lord, that only comes from you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Now, I just want to kind of throw this in there. This is where that serpent seed doctrine comes in. Because they say this was Adam and Eve's first kid. Is Cain and Abel. Adam knew Eve and she conceived Cain and Abel. And she said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. Never mind. Forget the serpent seed idea. Okay, and she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of the sheep. But Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said to Cain, why are you wroth? And why is your countenance fallen? If you do well, shouldn't you be accepted? And if you don't, sin lies at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. All right, now that right there is a key nugget. Because, see, sin is like an entity. It's an entity. It crouches at the door. It's waiting to come in. We have to open the door. Okay, remember we've talked about this before. We have to open the door for sin to come in. And the same with Jesus. This is why I don't believe that the Ojibwa would be forced. Because you have to accept it. You know. And you have to give permission to let the devil in. Okay. The same with Jesus. You have to give permission. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. This is Revelation 3:20. And if any man will hear my voice and if you open that door, I'll come in and I'll sup with you and he with me. So there's a big key to the doors, opening those doors. All right, now, and Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. He killed him. And the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel, your brother? And he said, I don't know. Am I his keeper? And he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries unto me from the ground. So now you're cursed from the earth, which opened her mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. So now, look, this is the curse that's come to him. When you till the ground, it shall not yield its strength to you. You are now a fugitive and a vagabond shall you be in the earth. Wow, that's a big curse. And Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, you have driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid. And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that everyone that finds me shall slay me. And the Lord said to him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. That mark let people know, don't you touch him with a 10-foot pole. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. All right, now, let's go back up here. There's a few nuggets here we need to talk about this morning. Number one, I asked Dennis, why do you think God accepted his gift over the other? Dennis says, I've been wondering that myself. So after reading the curse that came because of it and knowing the temple, like we're going to study, I think I have a pretty good answer why. Okay. When you look at Abel and the way that they describe how Abel gave the offering, he gave his first fruits. This is big key in the temple, because God respects the first fruits. This is where tithing comes in. This is why tithing is necessary. It's the first fruits of your income. This is you honoring God with the first fruits. Okay? So he's saying here, he gave his first fruits. He gave me the best of what he had, and on top of that, the fat, the juicy, the good, good. Now, when it comes to Cain, Cain was a tiller of the ground, right? And he brought the fruit of the ground, an offering. So it doesn't specifically say that he just gave bits and pieces of his reward that he got from the ground, you know, like Ananias and Sapphira, who kept some back for themselves. But that's kind of the impression that I'm getting, you know, knowing how God did in other situations in the Bible. So that's what I'm assuming it is. If y'all have any other thoughts, I'd love to hear it. But I really believe it was because Abel gave him the first part of it. You get the best, and I'll take the rest. Where the other one said, I will just give you a little bit for an offering. In other words, one of them gave their tithes, and the other one held the tithes back and just gave the offering. There's a big difference. The other puts God first. The other puts their self first. Now, moving on down here. But Cain said his offering had not respect, and he was mad. So his instinct, this is the first murder in the Bible. He just turned around and he killed him. Now, the next thing is, let's talk about the blood. Because God told Cain that blood has a voice. Verse 10, the voice of your brother's blood cries unto me from the ground. This all goes back to the MOTB again. Because when you understand what happens with CRISPR, which we did touch on this a little bit last night, you know, but she obviously, you know, doesn't believe this, but she did acknowledge that it actually has a Bluetooth address, and she uses that. They use it in airports. So it is, I mean, it is what it is. You know, this is that Microsoft 666 patent. I don't know if any of y'all saw the look on their face when I said the patent number. You need to go back and watch it. It's a trip. But anyway, in that patent, in the CRISPR technology, they take the blood, okay, the DNA, which is the scroll, it's the book of our life. And it takes out the coding system. Now, when you do computers, and she knows exactly what she's talking about, because come to find out, she is an IT person. Really, I'm kind of an IT because of what I know. So I know she knows what this, it's kind of like an HTML code. She knows the code. They took the code out of the DNA. And then they inserted Lucifer's code, which really, and I explained this to her too, on the Moderna website, which was one of the main ones of the mRNA, said they actually installed an app, and they called it the Software of Life. And then I even told her about how this beast, the FEMA, the community, you know, communities they're building, all this is all around the human-centered design. That's why. Is because, and we actually saw in a document later, that's exactly what they say, you know, there. In her award that she won this year, it talked about how they're moving around the human-centered design, you know. But anyways, the point is that now that they install this app into the DNA, it corrupts the entire computer system inside of the person. Now they have a, I hate to even say this because I feel so bad for people who took it. I really do. Because I'm not trying to push them down and I'm not trying to sound haughty about what happened. I'm just telling you the logistics, you know. But it makes the DNA within that person a data node where now they're monitored 24/7. These people, you know, are now patented. I believe that's why she looked at me so funny when I said the patent 0606. Because what happens is everyone now that has a code is now bought with a price. And there's no other way to put it. But they've been bought with a price. And now they're a number in the system. It's different than a Social Security number. This is a Lucifer. I mean, think about it. Okay, I don't even know why I'm going down this road, but I guess because of this. But the coding system is the mark. It is the identifier of who's in the club and who's not. So wouldn't that be the MOTB? Because she said, when they go through the airport, through those scan machines and stuff, they can see now who is taking it and who's not. Well, why do they need to know? Why is that so important that even at the airports they know? Does it mean they target the ones who are not now? Y'all hear what I'm saying? I mean, where else do they monitor, you know, who is taking it or whatnot? But there is actual paperwork out there that says that any human that has that barcode is now a property. This is what is so sad. Because that Jamaican said this, didn't he, when I interviewed him. He said, everyone that takes it becomes cattle. That's what they are. They're numbered, they're stamped, they're marked like cattle. Anyway, when God created the human, he breathed into them. And me and Dennis was talking about this because we believe that breath is in the blood. It is the oxygen. Think about when you breathe, you know, the oxygen. It is the life flow of the blood. This is why the beast cannot, no matter what technology they have, they cannot create God's breath. That is the mark that we have, you know, is being in his identity. We have his breath. This is the air I breathe, you know. So your scroll of your blood, they have discovered that your DNA can house so much information that the whole world could probably fit in one person. That's how powerful our DNA is. It's like can hold massive, massive amounts of information. So the DNA is like a scroll that will be rolled out one day and will tell the story. It'll tell the story because it is documenting everything we say, think, and do. Okay. So if you think about like the way this scripture talks here, the voice of your brother's blood, the blood is talking. It's telling God. Now, even people that were martyred, I believe this happens as well. You know, their blood cries unto God. And he said that the earth opened up and received his blood. Basically, I took that as the earth is taking care of God's man, you know, type of deal. So let's see what else nugget did we have here. Okay, now, his job, Cain's job, was to till, right? When you till, what do? You break up the earth. It's breaking up the earth so that you can do seed, you know, and build back better. You know, I say that because I was thinking about what's her name with the last name of Cain, what her role is. A lot of them actually have last names. They actually have names that are actually fitting of their mission of the end times. I've noticed that. Have y'all caught on to that as well? Trump. Okay, let me give you a few. All right, you got Trump. His name is because he's the last Trump. You know, he is the Trump. He's the final card being played. All right, so you got Trump. And then you got Vivek. One day I was thinking about Vivek. I said, Vivek is the double V. Two V's in his name. You cannot make that up. Then you got, okay, I think of Pence, you know, with Judas, you know, throwing the coins, Pence. You know, to me, I just see this like Cain. I see that the people that, the Nar that partners with her, with the beast, she's the one that went over there to the, with Pence, by the way. Went over there to the One World Church, the, what is the name of that? The Moons, there you go. She went to their big conference. They call themselves God, you know. And she went there and honored them and everything. She's a Cain. The Cain is going to kill the Abels. You know, we're the Abels. Anyway, I've just seen some similarities like that. Okay, so going back to the scripture here. Now, being that he tilled, when he got cursed, it turned around and it bit him, didn't it? Because it says, now you are cursed from the earth. Okay, now remember how earlier in the scripture it said that the earth opened up and received Abel, right? It received his blood. But to this guy that was evil, the earth is rejecting him. You know, the earth has feelings is the way I see it. Because the trees of the field will clap their hands, the mountains move, yada, yada, you know. But another thing, I do believe that the earth enjoys and respects people of God. I believe it kind of works with us. Because it wants to give glory to God. Another thing I want to say about the offering deal here, talking about the first fruits. Do you remember the Brock, when I read you his book about heaven's expression? And how when God walks by, when Jesus walks by, everything fully gives him all their first. It blows up around him. They throw all they have to him. It's like Brock described it. He used the word ecstasy. It exploded in ecstasy. You know, talking about the tree flowering its buds. But I see it like, you know, it just could not help to, you know, give the Lord everything it had. So maybe, you know, with the Cain deal, you know, he withheld that glory, where Abel gave all of the glory. You see what I mean? But what we learned through Brock's experience of going to heaven is how matter has to obey God. So like the earth, you know, it to me, the earth wants to cooperate with God. It does not like all this sin and this vomit, you know. Which is where I think earthquakes and stuff, because like the fracking and all that stuff, when they, it's so sad the way they do this drill, baby drill. It's horrible, because they just dig way down in the earth, and then they turn sideways and dig like 250. I can't really say foot, but it may be 2 miles. I don't know. But they dig this long thing through there like a tunnel. And then they shoot up. They explode this water like jets in the ground. They break up all the roots of the trees. They break up all the earth, animals under there, everything. They kill everything to try to get gas. So I think that leads to other, you know, earthquakes and stuff, because it's making the ground unstable. And then, you know, think about Flint, Michigan. They found out, they believe that was the root of why that whole city lost its good drinking water and killed a bunch of people. They believe it's because of fracking. It ruined their drinking water, you know. So, in other words, it's very serious. But the earth will vomit, and it will get its revenge, you know, one way to the way that the people treat the earth type of deal. Let me scroll down here if I can get my screen to do right. I rebuke you, Satan, off my computer. I command you to get off my technology. Something's happening. Y'all pray. In the name of Jesus, I pray you heal this computer. I come against every spell, incantation, or curse against my technology after that interview. I rebuke this in the name of Jesus. Any technology working against this ministry or my life or my personal life or any of my belongings, in the name of Jesus. Hmm. We didn't even pray in tongues in the beginning, did we? See, that's because I've been so busy this morning. Please forgive me for that. There we go. I'm back. Well, first of all, I want to say if anybody's data mining this computer right now, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Jesus over this computer. In Jesus' name, it just went black again. What the world? All right, so in other words, when it says in verse 12, when thou tillest the ground, it shall henceforth not give it strength anymore, is a curse, because he's saying, like, you didn't honor me, so the ground is not going to honor you, you know, type of deal, and says that he'll be a fugitive and a vagabond, but God still ended up blessing him in the end, you know, as far as not letting people just be able to kill him too soon, type of deal. Because he basically said, you know, if you mess with Cain, then I'm going to get you sevenfold, you know, type of deal. He had mercy upon Cain, in other words. So, I guess that's all I have for you guys this morning. I hope I was able to really bless you and stuff. And I am going to get back over here and stop the recording.